the nation. Shan. I miss the herb. Hit a healing of the nation. Hear this. This I want it a the herb I love here. Come here, me darling.
Welcome to the Herbal Intellect Show with your host, Jennifer. It is Saturday, November 29th, 2014, and I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. And as always, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California and in the Nubihood Radio Studio. So we have a very, very special show today, and I am just really, really happy that we can put this show out there for you all who are listening and who go online and then listen to our archive shows. We really hope that you check this show out later on if you miss it. But we have a great show talking about herbs and about crystals, and we have a wonderful guest that's going to join us in 1 minute or so. We're getting the mics ready, and she's going to come on. But let's first, as always, let's do our introductions. So the first thing I want to do is give a big, big, big shout out to Moya Body Care at moyabodycare.com. And really to Monisha. She is the owner, a beautiful, beautiful queen, Monisha. I really, really respect her business, respect her. I had my colonic hydrotherapy yesterday with her. It was a very spiritual and very eye-opening experience. And, you know, we talked for like an hour or so after that, and I just really, really thank her. So please check her out. She is in Torrance, California at 10001 West Carlson Street in Torrance. I guess that's really South L.A. But she's there for massage therapy, for colonics, and she's going to have some herbs in her store as well. And she is doing the thing that we all should be doing, being entrepreneurs, being black entrepreneurs in America. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to really talk about for a second is our Hungry Artists, as well as our GoFundMe. We have recorded a few of the GoFundMe videos, parts of the GoFundMe videos we want to put up soon. So stay tuned for that. We are getting it together, y'all. I know it's taken a while, but we are going to put that together. And I hope that you will be there when we have it out there and are able to support us. The Hungry Artist page is getting ready to come out as well. So like I said before, if you have any friends and family, people you know that can sing, can rap, can, you know, whatever, whistle, tell them to come to Nubihood Radio, sign up on as a Hungry Artist. And, you know, we're going to be voting, having people vote on your music, and you'll be featured on our station. And we're doing this for the people out there, the small people out there who don't get heard very often and have beautiful voices and everything to share. Okay, so also my workshop series, I want to thank and give a shout out to all of my workshop members who come. Really love y'all. Thank you for supporting me. We always have a great workshop, and we're planning to have one for December, even though I didn't put it on the schedule because my mother is coming to visit. If she's listening, hi. But we will have one for December, so hopefully she can join us then as well. And she always has like great advice, like DIY stuff. She always looks up stuff and gives me advice about any and every little thing. So I'm sure she will be happy to join us and give information that she has as well. But we are having one in December, so check us out for that. And all the scheduling information is at SyneptiBotanicals.com. Okay, so let's get started with today's show. Now, it is going to be a little bit different from normal because we usually talk about like health stuff and you know, get down to nitty gritty with you know, our bodies. But now let's take it to a more of a spiritual level, and this is also very needed in our communities. That's kind of what we're going to talk about on today's show, and how it's a different modality of healing. We're talking about crystals, but also a little bit about herbs as well. But there's a really good book, and let me put it up here for when we put our show on YouTube. It's called Opening to Spirit. Beautiful, beautiful book written by a black queen. And I'm going to read a little passage from the book, but I highly recommend that you know, get this book, read it, buy it from a black bookstore, because it is very, very, very informative. If you know nothing about spiritual healing, if you know nothing about chakras or you know, crystals or ancient Kemetic, ancient Indian traditions or anything like that, this is a great starting out book for you. But let me read this passage here, and it kind of brings us into our show today. She is responsible and caring. Having thought of the problems we might face, she is well prepared. She organizes her plants in such a way that if one upsets us, we will find another plant close by that will make us feel better again, like the stinging nettle and dock leaf. She has created a whole pharmacy of healing plants for us to discover. Like all good mothers, she is dependable and nurturing. Having supplied the basics, she shares with us a treasury of gold, precious stones, and healing gems. And I thought that was a great passage because we've been talking about herbs so much, but now let's kind of travel into the realm of other parts of the earth. And these are stones and gemstones and crystals that are also very, very precious, like she says, to our healing process and our healing journey. And we have a wonderful guest on today. Is she on? Miss Tay Queen, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay.
I know how that goes.
Yes. Yeah, we had a few things going on earlier in the show, and I think the mics got switched around or something like that. But thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah, it's great. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday, and I hope you've had a good week thus far. I know we've been on this holiday trip or whatever. You know, most of us in our realm don't really do all that holiday stuff, and we're, you know, in the society we're in now, a lot of us are boycotting a lot of the shopping and all that stuff because of all the things that are going on with black folks. But anyway. So let's start. Let's just go ahead and start with these questions here. So, first and foremost, how did you get started working with crystals and using crystals in a healing format?
Well, I started back in 2000, I think, like nine around. Mm-hmm. Was it? Yeah, I had an interest in wanting to start my own business. Mm-hmm. I was 17 at that time, and I've been studying metaphysics and consciousness since I was 13. Mm. So I wanted to have my own business, and I wanted it to actually reflect my spirituality as well as my creativity and all these things. So I always loved jewelry, and I was like, mm-hmm. I can make that. Like, every time I would go to a store, I'd be like looking at it. I'm like taking it apart with my mind and all that stuff. I'm like, I can, shoot, please. I ain't paying no $5 for this or $2. Like, so I started creating my own pieces, mm-hmm. and I wanted to infuse healing into it because at the time I was very, very sick, and I made a decision to stop, like, putting any type of fake metals on my body or anything that wasn't about healing. I didn't want it around me or on me consistently, even if it was pretty. Sorry, had to let go. So that's when I decided to start my journey into learning about crystals. So when I started learning about the crystals from the perspective of making jewelry, of course I wanted to be very, very thorough with it. So I used my knowledge about astrology to be able to kind of give me a template to be able to understand crystals and gemstones as far as how they would apply to an individual's energy. And then I started to look at it, how it applied to the different systems in the body and what they actually do on the subtle energetic level and all that stuff. So that's basically how I got started. And I just fell in love with them and been using them ever since.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. So what about your own personal use of the crystals for your personal health problems? Did you use them right away or...?
Well, for my own personal health, see, that's the problem with me, and I think a lot of healers have that issue. We tend to, like, look at everybody else and help everybody else and be like, oh, yeah, me.
Yeah. You always forget about ourselves. That's us. Yep.
Yeah. And so, at first, I mean, I started with, like, very, very basic crystals. I started with quartz. Mm-hmm. Which is, everybody knows quartz crystal. That's the crystal that's referred to as crystal. Like, when you have a crystal bowl or you have any type of thing that's made out of, quote-unquote, crystal, that's what it's made out of. It's made out of quartz. Mm-hmm. And so I started with some quartz crystals, and I started to experiment with them. I was like, I don't really feel it. I was in my own head. I was like, I don't know how some rocks is going to help me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I came from kind of that skeptical perspective as well, even though I had a higher understanding that they would.
Right.
I just was a little bit skeptical inwardly about how something I wasn't ingesting was going to actually
mm-hmm.
help me.
Mm-hmm.
So as I progressed onward and started to build my collection, the energy is so magnetic. It's so powerful, especially if you make sure you study them thoroughly, how to care for them, what you're doing with them, charging them consistently, making sure that you know each property. I always say it like this. Study the properties of the crystal. That's the best way to use it to heal yourself.
Mm.
Because, I mean, people think you got to do some extra special stuff, like twirl around with it three times, sit down, get back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way. It's just, honestly, this crystal being in your presence and in your auric field will alter and change your own harmonic resonance.
Mm.
So just having it sitting on a shelf or having it under your pillow when you sleep, around you, next to you, when mm-hmm. you meditate, all those mm-hmm. different things,
okay.
put it in the bath water, stuff
right.
like that, will all help you. So
mm-hmm.
using it those ways actually started to help me heal as a holistic person. And the first immediate things that I saw was my spiritual and my psychological self becoming more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that trickles down into your physical body, and
mm-hmm.
then you begin the results that way.
Yeah, great. Okay. So people that are kind of, you know, like you said, skeptical about crystals and but want to kind of know about how they, you know, how they work, you would suggest them to just read about them, understand them before they go out and try to, you know, get a bunch of them and do these rituals with them or whatever, right? So you would suggest understanding them on a educational level too, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Because if you don't know what it does,
yeah.
you kind of can't have that intention to use it for what it's for.
Exactly.
So that whole concept of, like, it's an object, what is it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
we see rocks all the time, so
mm-hmm.
we're like, okay, it's a rock.
yeah.
What does that mean in the whole context of healing? And then that's why you have to have the educational understanding of what it actually is doing, how is it actually different from a regular rock.
Right.
What energies does it possess? And then as you start to spiritually attune yourself, meaning like as you become more spiritual, you
mm-hmm.
meditate more,
mm-hmm.
you do moving meditations like yoga, different things, you'll actually pick up the stones and feel the energy pulling you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you become more awakened and your vibration starts to heighten, you'll be able to experience more of the wonderful
mm-hmm.
benefits of gemstones.
Okay. So what, for people who don't know, like, what is a crystal or a gemstone? Like, how does it actually have some type of energy? I mean, is it the earth pulling it? Is it the weather? Is it where, it, you know, where it's mined, how it's mined? Or, you know, and when it's sitting in a store, you know, that like a metaphysics store, you know, how is it still holding on to that energy? You know, it seems like it's just a rock, like you said, sitting there. And, you know, how does it actually have its own vibrational energy? I mean, in your own words, you know, I guess there's no real right or wrong answer to that.
there's 7,000 long words that I can use. Like you said, keep it simple for everybody.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was thinking about giving you guys a quantum physics lesson.
Oh,
but then I was
Lord.
Like, nah, you know.
No,
I keep it simple. That's
yes.
my style. I keep it simple.
Yep.
Basically, a gemstone. Well, the first thing that everybody asks me is, what's the difference between a crystal and a gemstone?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have
mm-hmm.
to give them this completely underwhelming answer that there isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gemstones are just usually referred to as the opaque stones, like the ones that you see having more solid color, and crystals
mm-hmm.
normally are associated as the more clear stones
mm-hmm.
that you can actually see through, a little bit more transparent or translucent. But technically, they're the same thing. Basically, it's all about the molecular structure, which we do
mm-hmm.
have to talk a little bit about science when we start
mm-hmm.
talking about crystals and gemstones, because it's a scientific thing.
Right.
So basically, it's the molecular structure within the stone that is organized.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between a gemstone or a crystal and a regular rock you see that you would skip on a pond or see out on the road
mm-hmm.
is that it's an organized structure. It actually has geometric, sacred geometric patterns within the actual gemstone itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beryl. And that's the stone that actually has the pattern of the flower of life in it.
Mm-hmm.
So beryl is one of the categories the main categories that you have for different types of gemstones. It's like a whole family of them. You have different mm-hmm. colors and all that great stuff.
Oh, okay.
So mm-hmm. they are the most ancient members of the mineral family. They're really, gemstones kind of have their own life force. They do have an energy to them. They do have a quote-unquote spirit, not in the way that adamant beings have spirits, mm-hmm. but they do have a frequency that they emit due to the fact that they are organized, and that's actually the key word, the org mm-hmm. energy, mm-hmm. meaning that it's an organic material, exactly. meaning that it has an organized structure, so in a type of way it is alive. Non-organized materials don't really emit frequencies mm-hmm. or very well, or accept frequencies. The best thing, the most powerful thing about crystals is that they can not only just receive energy, they can transfer and emit energy as well. That's why they're the fundamental tools and compounds used in all that we see as modern technology. Mm. The microchip, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. telecommunications, all of those different things. The television even of itself is was created with a certain form of crystal. So mm-hmm. all that stuff is about crystals.
Right.
But basically they are used to store information. You can literally put your intention into them. You can pull information from them. You can do, that's called scrying. Mm-hmm. It's like when, you know, you have the crystal ball and the psychics there, like, ooh, look at my crystal ball. He's actually scrying. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's when you get visions from either touching or looking or gazing into the crystal for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. They also emit these powerful vibes of subtle energy. And a little bit earlier I talked about subtle energy. Well, what subtle energy is energy that cannot be detected with the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's energy that's so attuned, it's higher frequency. People talk about, oh, you have good vibes and all that stuff. That's subtle energy, emotion, thought, all those things mm-hmm. would qualify as under the guise of subtle energy. There's things that are measurable, but they're not necessarily something we can sense mm-hmm. with the five senses.
Right.
And so what it does is it, by being near you, it actually aligns your aura mm-hmm. and your subtle mm-hmm. energy bodies to be able to vibrate at a frequency that is more organized and more resonant. Anytime you have dis-ease in your body, it starts in the etheric level.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a disharmonic resonance that's going on in your etheric body. So anytime that you go next to a gemstone, what it does is it corrects that imbalance.
Mm.
So the more you're around it, the more it trains you on how to correct that energetic balance. And eventually, you may not even need the gemstone, but it's kind of like those training wells.
Mm-hmm. So that's technically how they heal, you know, how they actually can heal you is basically correcting the imbalance within you.
mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And so you talked about the different categories of crystals as well. And if people have been watching or listening to this show, they know I love categories for some strange reason. But so there's different categories of crystals because, you know, I get kind of confused sometimes when I hear like black tourmaline and green tourmaline, you know, mm-hmm. okay, they have a different color, but they're called the same thing. Are they in the same category? And is that the category? Is it tourmaline? And then there's different subcategories of colors and, you know, like where the colors come from, you know, like can you kind of explain a little bit about crystals in that realm?
Okay, basically you have families.
Okay.
They're not really the categories. Those are like families. So like you kind of have, like in the animal kingdom, you know, mm-hmm. we have the whole concept of organisms and how we structure organisms, you have families
mm-hmm.
Within the different kingdoms.
Right.
So that's kind of what you're referring to because
okay.
it's a mineral kingdom. So now you're talking about the different families of gemstones that mm-hmm. you have. The actual categories that they would fit into are way super, like, high-tech, sci-fi, quantum physical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's graded by their molecular structure. So you have the different mm-hmm. different hedrons and the tetrahedrons and all that stuff. You mm-hmm. start getting into, like, they're all based off of the cube structure, essentially, but you have different formations of how the cube is expressing itself in their molecular structures, and those are the categories that, like, scientists would refer to them
mm-hmm,
by.
Mm-hmm.
But the families, like tourmaline, quartz, beryl,
mm-hmm.
You have all kinds of different families, that are in the Crystal Kingdom.
Right.
Basically, it's just referring to, it's like, you know, okay, like I said, the family concept. Now, going back to the family, like every family, well, not every family, but most families are referred to by one same last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the different members in the family. So, like, you might be Sierra Johnson, and then mm-hmm. that might be Willie Johnson, and that might be your brother. Technically, you may even be different colors, different sizes, mm-hmm. different shapes, different clarities, but you're still a part of the same family. You have the same genetic structure. You have mm-hmm. the same DNA.
Right.
So that's what it's referring to when you have the different colors. The different colors are to do with, like, the light spectrum.
Right, okay.
And what light they're absorbing. So that kind of tells you how you can align them with certain systems and chakras mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, like, black tourmaline, like you said, right? Black tourmaline is really, really grounding.
Mm-hmm.
It clears energy, it absorbs energy, and that's what black does. Black absorbs everything.
Right.
So that black is kind of like that vacuum. The black tourmaline is going to be like that vacuum, as I say, opposed to green tourmaline, which would kind of give you that healing frequency, that
mm-hmm.
kind of heart chakra resonance,
mm-hmm.
Might open you up more to, like, love, healing yourself internally, doing all the things that you may associate with the green color. So
mm-hmm.
that's basically kind of how all that works out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, looking them up according to their specific family is really essential, because not all the time do they line up with the chakra colors,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times they do. But, of course, you want to look them up according to their specific names.
Right, okay. Yeah, and you know, speaking of that black color, like activated charcoal, we talked about plenty of times on the show, and how, you know, that basically just sucks up all types of toxins
mm-hmm.
and bacteria and everything. So yeah, that's a grounding.
Well, black gemstones are the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's interesting too that you talk about, like, the organic, organized and organic and organ. Like, those are all,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're all related.
Same.
Yep. Yeah, prefix. So mm-hmm. we're talking about people that might be skeptical about crystals and gemstones. Same thing, but you know, it's an organic substance. You know, it's just like mm-hmm. just like us. We're built from organic substances as well. We, you know, are carbon entities that are alive, but, you know, on a anatomic level, down to the molecules that make up everything in our body, we're just like anything else out there in the world. So, you know, it's we're all on that same level and that same frequency of everything that's alive has energy. And these, like you said, these are organic substances, so they are in a sense alive as well, at least alive with some type of frequency.
And the real thing about that is, like,
mm-hmm.
if you're skeptical about, like, how is it, like, oh my God, they're talking about these
mm-hmm.
rocks, they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da, da. If you're skeptical on that level, the big thing is understanding it from the scientific perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding that it's not only organic material, like you said. It is organic material. It's got the elements in there. It's got silica. It's got carbon.
Right.
It's got all these different fundamental key components, but at the same time, it's organized and structured, just
mm-hmm.
like your body is inwardly
exactly.
organized and structured.
In order for it
so
to function.
That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the frequency that it holds in order to emit and transmit energies and all these different things. And that's what we're talking about. When you're talking about life, you're talking about the energetic force. You're talking about the life force,
mm-hmm.
the chi,
mm-hmm.
the spirit, the unseen part, the unseen aspect. Other than that, like my seventh grade science teacher said, if it wasn't about the spiritual aspect or the spirit force or the light force or
mm-hmm.
the life force energy behind it, then we could just throw all the ingredients to make
mm-hmm.
a human being in a bowl and make a human being.
Right,
it's like
exactly.
be like making cake. That's not how it works. There's organization, there's structure, there's all of these different things. So there's a very specific way
yeah.
in which humans are created, and there's a very specific way in which crystals are created.
Exactly.
So that's the whole key to that.
And it has to do with timing, too, like how things
mm-hmm.
you know grow and form at different times of the cycle of life, really.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that's involved in crystal formation as well. But let's talk mm-hmm. about, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about health. So can we
mm-hmm.
make the connection here between, you know, how we can actually use crystals for healing? Like, what kind of actual things we can do on a daily basis? Like, if we go and buy a crystal at the metaphysics store, what do we do with it first? You know, Do we charge it? Do we clean it? Do we meditate with it? Do we do some type of color therapy? What are the steps, and then what should we make sure that we're getting the best out of our crystals, how we can get the best out of our crystals?
Well, the first thing first is if you're going to buy it online or at any type of metaphysical store or anything like that, mm-hmm. the first thing first is, like you said, charge it.
Okay.
Charge it, clear it, make sure you put your intentions into it, unless you buy it from Gemini Creations, because, of course, we do all that for you. But if you're going to buy it from any place else and you're not sure that they're doing those things for your gemstones, they mm-hmm. might just be keeping them in a corner in a basket
mm-hmm. yeah.
like till you get there. Mm-hmm. Then you want to make sure you go home and you charge it. You clear it. How do you charge and clear your gemstones?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very simple. Three methods that I love to use is the sun mm-hmm. cleansing, which will clear, meaning that it will take off any energy that's on it, and charge it simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
So clearing and charging are two different things. Clearing means to remove the energy. Charging means to revitalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun does both at the same time, knock two things out, one
mm-hmm.
with one type of energy, and then you go, and that's my favorite type of thing to do. Two things at once. I'm just okay.
Yeah, don't we all? So, yeah.
So, making sure we put it out in the sun, let it sit there for as long as possible, but at least 6 hours. You want to get a good amount of solar energy into the gemstone, unless it's a lunar stone, because mm-hmm. some stones are lunar stones,
okay.
like especially moonstone. You can charge the moonstone in the sun, but it's probably best you charge it in the full moon because it's a moonstone. So,
right. okay.
you know,
yeah, use common
that
sense.
Makes a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, most stones you can charge in the sun unless they're damaged by sunlight specifically, which is why I give three specific alternate ways of clearing and charging
mm-hmm.
gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another way of clearing and simultaneously charging, which is not as strong as the sun, but it's really, really great for clearing the energy off,
mm-hmm.
Is salt water.
Okay.
You take some sea salt, you put it in the water, and you put your gemstone in the water. If it's not a gemstone that will dissolve, like, because, again, you have different gemstones. Some gemstones will break apart on you. Some gemstones will rust. Especially if they have oxygen compound within them, which most gemstones do to some degree, especially quartz. So you might not want to put the quartz in the water.
Oh, thank
Learn
you.
That
Mine's
the
in
hard
water
way.
Now. I should take it out.
yeah.
Okay.
Learn that one the hard way. It's like, ooh, what are these little brown spots?
It,
like, that's the rusting
But it, it looks so pretty when it's in the water.
It does. Just make sure, you know, it's not for long periods of time. You can put in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do put quartz in water. I'm not going to lie to you. But also remember that if it's not coated, like with a specific type of polish or anything like that, can rust. So, and then other stones will just straight up break apart on you. They'd be like dissolving. You'd be like, what happened to my gem? Now it's gemstone water. There you go. Just deal with it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, hard, really, really hard stones like amethyst can go in the water. They'll chill. They'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will happen to it. So the harder stones can go in there, and you just leave them again for like almost about 6 hours. You want to get a good amount, if not longer, because it's actually, yeah, a little bit longer, as long as you can possibly leave them without becoming extreme. Like, so basically a day would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe even 2 days would be fine. 3 days, you might want to take it out. And they will be completely charged, completely cleared, and then they will be semi-charged because of the mineral compound of the salt will help to charge them, but, of course, you get a stronger charge with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Amethyst, of course, does not ever need to be charged or cleared.
Okay.
Neither does citrine. Certain stones don't need to be cleared. Kaonite doesn't need to be cleared either.
Are those the ones that are, sorry, I know amethyst is really one of the crystals you use for your crown chakra. So the ones that are more like diamonds and the more, they're very, very hard and, like you said, they would never dissolve in water. Are those the ones you're talking about? They can be, you know, they're basically indestructible. And they're also used for a higher spiritual awakening and like the crown chakra development.
Yeah, but ultimately, at the end of the day, there's no, like, real rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you couldn't really say that per se because you do need to charge diamonds.
Okay.
You do need to charge. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's very variant. It's a very, very, very specific thing with mm-hmm. gemstones. They're very kind of like they're like people. They got their own personalities going mm-hmm. on.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's kind of hard to get that. Oh, that anything external will not determine the characteristics of gemstones. So you can't say because it's soft now it doesn't really have a high frequency because that's not necessarily true. Kaonite's
okay.
a very soft stone, but you don't have to charge it.
Mm.
So you know, it's just these different things.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can also use stones like that, like citrine, like amethyst, like kaonite, to charge your other stones on top of. So
okay.
there's another way that you can charge them. And then the last way that I like to recommend, this is for all my people who live in areas that ain't got a lot of sunlight, because, you know, they live maybe far, far, far north, like people living in Alaska, Russia, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are black people in those places, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get twisted. There's black people out there, too. And you guys can't get a lot of sunlight or anything, or maybe the stone is a little soft that you don't want to put in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside, bury it in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and leave it there. Mark it very clearly, because you don't want to lose it, and then be trying to dig for your buried treasure looking like a pirate outside, like I'm trying to find where I had left it. Make sure that you mark it very clearly, you know very clearly where it is, but leave it there. Or you can even bring some dirt inside, because that's what I like to do.
Okay.
I'm weird.
I would agree with that more so than outside. You don't know what kind of animals
exactly.
might be out there peeing on the crystals now.
Hey, that might actually...
See?
Oh, no.
Oh, well,
it's natural, the nitrate... No, playing.
Yeah.
No, I just went. But yeah, you can take some dirt from outside, because
mm-hmm.
the animal probably peed in it already, so you can't help that. You take some dirt from outside in a container, and then you can put your crystals and gemstones in that.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly, this is for my high metaphysicians. This is for my people who does it up. They be into the occult and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For them, you can actually take what's called, metaphysical term for it, but it's basically graveyard dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take the graveyard dirt, especially, particularly for crystals, they're very angelic. So use your
mm-hmm.
ancestors. Like, say you're going to go to your gravesite of your ancestor, and you're going to plant some flowers and stuff, make their grave look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit of the dirt, put your gemstones in there, and that's a great way to connect with your ancestors, connect with your higher DNA and lineage and all that stuff. So that's a great way to charge gemstones, too.
Great. That's great. Wow. Great information. Great suggestions there. So what about pendulums as well? So someone in the chat room asked a question about pendulums, and we're going to get to the chat room in just a second before we end here. So are they going to be used the same way as regular mm-hmm. gemstones? I know that you can, get answers for questions by the way that they move. I suggest people, do some research on that. We don't have time to go into all of it. But you would still need to charge and cleanse your pendulum as well. Is that true?
Yep,
okay.
Definitely. That
mm-hmm.
more so than anything else, because you're going to use it a lot.
Oh, okay.
And you're asking it questions. And people do, they make that mistake, and then they're like, why is my pendulum not answering me anymore? And
oh, I see.
I'm like, dude, did you charge it? They're
mm-hmm.
like, no. I'm like, you got to charge it. You're using it all the time.
Uh-huh.
You're asking it if you should go to the bathroom right now. That's not
true.
Got to charge that thing. You
right.
can't ask it for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay.
another thing. Make sure you're using your pendulums properly.
Mm-hmm.
Pendulums are beginner divination tools,
mm-hmm.
meaning that They're to kind of give you a first beginner's look into kind of divination and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Things like tarot cards, things like I Ching, things like Ifa casting, and all those different understandings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more elaborate. Those are used for if you're going to, your destiny questions,
yes.
your life path questions, that type of stuff. You ask those type of divination. You don't ask the pendulum, will you get married in 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask that question, because it'll just spin around looking at you sideways, like, dude, do you want some money or something? Like, what is the root of your question right now? So be clear with your pendulums and don't ask it too many questions.
Okay.
But yes,
great
clear
advice.
And charged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about, like, can crystals repel each other's energy as well? Or is there any that you would not want to mix up, or are all of them going to be, working in harmony? Or do they...
To the
Yeah.
To the extent of my knowledge, I haven't met two crystals that don't like each other.
Okay, so they're not like deities or anything?
No, it's not really like that. They're kind of programmable based off of your intention.
Right, okay.
The only thing that you could possibly get is maybe you'll have too much powerful stones in one area, and it might be like, you're like, oh my God, I'm tired, oh my God, like, why are so many things happening, or it's too much energy, or why do I feel, like, overly energized, or under, certain things like that. So, again, that's where you go to the properties, and you want to make sure you're looking up all that stuff individually.
Okay, cool. All right, we got about 15, 20 minutes left. Let me open up the phone line. I didn't give that out to everybody. If you want to call in with your questions or comments, it's 323-815-8729, and please press 0. It's 323-815-8729, and press 0. Okay, last question before we get to the chat room. So, you know, we're going to have to do a part 2 on this show, I'm sorry, because we need to talk about the herbs as well, and the chakras. We need to kind of do that too, but we're getting some really good information today, and we're going to keep continuing with the crystals. So, let's see, what's the best question I can ask you? Basically, for you, your personal practice, you know, how do you practice herbal healing on your clients? You know, do you, I think someone in the chat room said, you know, placing crystals under your bed for, to receive their energy. Do you suggest things like that to people? You know, do you do any Reiki, or, you know, do you have like a crystal wand that you use? What do you do personally?
Well, personally, I'm not a Reiki healer yet, but did I say that yet? Because that's on the to-do list.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, like I said, the way that you can use gemstones is by keeping them around you. So that person that said under your bed, great. Yeah, even sleep with them. If they're not, like, what I like to do is put them in a pouch and put them under my pillow.
Okay.
That's a really great way to start receiving their energy, because that's going straight to your subconscious mind. So any type of defense system that you have going on during the daytime is actually released. Mm-hmm. Another way I like to use it is bathing. Bathing with your gemstones, because gemstones and water is like, it really goes really well together, like rice and beans.
They harmonize.
Like, amazing.
Okay.
Boom, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the gemstones that you can't put in the water, place them around the tub, place them different places close to you while you're bathing. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you can straight up open up stargates and all kinds of stuff with the right meditation music and the right just mindset. You will go off into different dimensions with the gemstones in your water. So that's like some intergalactic bathing techniques. And then, of course, I love to do grids. Grids is something I'm starting to get into, me and my homegirl, Tasha. Big ups, Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
We like to talk about, like, we love crystals. We're like, you know, foodies, crystallies, whatever you want to call it. We like that of crystals.
Yeah.
So we like to do different, like, gridding techniques. And basically a grid is just when you set three or more gemstones up in a specific geometric position. It could be a circle.
Okay.
It could be a square. It could be a triangle. It could be whatever. And then you take a chi stone, preferably a wand or a point, and you use it to connect the energy with intention from each individual stone. So let's say you have a stone in the middle and you have two stones at the end. You take the stone at the end and you use a charging wand or point, and you take the intention and you imagine a line going from that outer to the inner crystal, and then from the inner crystal to the outer crystal. And you want to connect like a line. So like, you know how you have to connect the dots, little things that you used to do in school, you kind of do that with the gemstones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. I'm going to the chat room.
Also,
yeah, go ahead.
Also, one last way that I really, really recommend, and this, I just talked to a client a couple of weeks ago, and she said she's been doing this and, like, under my recommendation, and she's like, oh my God, girl, it works so well. I'm like, okay, is the crystal elixirs? And I have instructions on my blog site how you can make them yourself. I make specific, like, supercharged, high power elixirs because I use the power of geometry and intention and numerology and crystals and kind of put it all together. But yeah, you can make elixirs by placing the crystal, if it's a non-toxic crystal, because please make sure y'all are not just putting random crystals in bottles and then drinking it, because some crystals are technically toxic to the human body. Some of them contain lead, mercury, other different things that you do not want to ingest. You can be around in a very sealed and specific way, but you do not want to ingest every single crystal. Make sure it's not, it's a non-toxic crystal, and then you can use the direct method, which is placing it directly in that water, putting it in the sunlight, and letting it charge, and then it will infuse the whole, all of the water with the same energy of that stone. Okay. Or you can use the indirect method by putting that particular crystal in a bottle or another type of container, and then putting that in the water that's not directly touching it, and the energy is still there. Right. Same thing.
Okay, great advice. I hope everybody's listening and can try out some of these things that Miss Tay Queen is talking about. Let's go to the chat room, since we got a lot of people with questions and comments. Let's first go with guest number 1109, because she or he has just one question, and then we'll go to the multiple questions from others. So what about birthstones? So like ruby, diamonds, emeralds, and opals, or, you know, are they considered lucky, or do they have, you know, the same healing or therapeutic powers, and how do they connect to our, you know, our own personalities if we're born in a certain month? Like for me, I'm born in July, so I'm a Cancer, and so my gemstone is ruby. So how is ruby connected to my personality and all of that? Do you have any comments on that?
Well, basically with that stuff, it's kind of like now it's become like the fairy tales where you have it passed down over so many generations, they've lost the original context.
Oh, okay.
So some of the stars, that the charts that you have that will tell you, oh, that this is your birthstone based on this month, they're based off of different systems. So basically you have like ones that will use Roman astrology as their category, which, like you said, you're Cancer under the Roman astrology. Now, technically, Cancer does not have ruby as one of their birthstones.
Okay.
But, so, because you have a lot of conflicting information on that. So, for me, I like to go by your astrology, and then I like to go by your specific chart to give you more in-depth information of how it's going to relate to you, because that's going to be how it relates to you on a deeper level. But for Cancer, the astrological correlation for a gemstone would be a moonstone.
Okay, yeah.
And that would make more sense because that that connects to the lunar energy. Cancer's ruling planet is the moon. Boom, there you go. That's the divine mother, basically, in a stone.
Right.
So,
yes.
You go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very emotional, us Cancers. We're on the water.
Black stones for you guys are really, really important. Smoky quartz, gray, like onyx, obsidians, black tourmaline, all those black stones is great for you guys. I have a lot of Cancer friends. I know.
Yeah, all that root chakra stuff. Okay, let's see what else is in the chat room here. Okay, someone says a bunch of, well, let me start at the beginning. Do you use black silk and put water and sun, then bury the, okay, so you can wrap your, gemstones up first before you go ahead and put them into the ground, possibly?
You can, but there's no need. Remember, when they got mined out of the ground, you're not like, you don't need to protect the stone from the ground. And the ground's its home, it'll be fine. But you could if you wanted to, if you feel the need. Like, again, like a lot of this stuff is intentional. So if you feel the need or you feel led to wrap it in some silk or do something, then go ahead. That may be spirit telling you something. But you don't need to, because trust me, the gemstone knows what the ground feels like, looks like, and is. And that's part of the reason why it's going to charge it, is because that's its original home. Remember, you're taking the gemstone out of the ground so you can use it, and that where it's comfortable is in the ground. So that's the whole point with that.
Yeah. So probably on part two of this show, and I'm already asking you for part two, we're going to talk about the herbs, because I know, like on that video that you posted on Facebook, they talked about another way to ground your crystals would be to put them into brown rice. And
that goes all the way.
Yeah, but I was wondering if there are some herbs that are, that you could possibly use as well, like the herbs that correspond to that crystal maybe can be used to ground it or to charge it as well. I don't know if you know anything offhand really quickly, but is that something that you can also look into?
I mean, I've never heard of that happening or people doing that, but you could, I believe, like, maybe this could be a way that you could do it. Mm-hmm. Like, say you're growing the herbs, right, and you bury it in the soil next to the herbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be a really cool way
right.
for you to kind of ground it and charge it with that specific energy. The energies of the herbs and the crystals will mix very well.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, remember, because it's the same thing, it's an organic structure, so the herbs also have organic structures, mm-hmm. very specific energies. They have a spiritual energy that they emit and transmit, so they could interact together. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibilities. I've just never heard of people saying that, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's another creative way. Get creative.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Whatever works.
As long as the science adds up, no problem.
Mm-hmm. What about, real quickly, they talked about on the video as well about gem mining. So do you know of any, you know, how can you do that? I've never heard of anything like that before. Do you have any information on that?
Basically, you got to live near the places.
Okay.
The best thing, it would vary from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in the south, they have a lot of gem mines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in the southeast, I'm pretty sure in California somewhere they have some as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google it, and it'll come up on the Google search, like gem mines near, da 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 da, and they're actually pretty cool. Once you find a good place to go, you can go get some good stuff at some good prices and dig it yourself.
Right, okay. I wonder if, you know, what's the difference between those gemstones and the ones you buy in the store? Are they more energetic at that point because they're coming directly from their original source? Compared to, you know, their energy might be depleted a little bit from being sitting in the store. I don't know. Is that even logical to think that way?
Yeah, because it just came out the ground. It's going to have the higher energy. But, of course, like I said, you could bury it in your backyard, and then
you
have a gem mine in your backyard. There you go. Right? That's fun. So, I mean, when you go to gem mine it yourself, the great part of that would be more than anything,
mm-hmm.
would be that the crystal has a chance to speak with you and commune with you and be like, hey, I'm over here.
Right.
I want you to take
draw
control.
You
like,
in.
It would kind of be able to give you that understanding, that intuitive understanding of where, of that option you don't really get to get when you go to the store. You can just choose from what's there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe sometimes when you order online from different stores, they're just going to send you whatever they see, and they're going to go put it in the bag and like, here you go.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Particularly me, I make sure I do a pendulum reading on each of the stones because I'm like, I'm not sending somebody the stone that's not meant for them.
It's going to come back.
But if you order anywhere else online, you definitely want to, that's a disadvantage. So, like you said, I think the advantage there would really be you get to be able to be drawn to the stone and pick up the stone and interact with it and be like, okay, yeah, I'm taking you home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Great advice. Okay, well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. So do you have any, you know, specific resources like websites or books? Any, you know, I know you have a blog out there. You can go ahead and plug your blog to expound on this information for people who are just starting out. You know, what types of gemstones they should probably go ahead and purchase for beginners. You have any information on that you want to share?
Definitely. Well, I have a crystal encyclopedia, also known as blog, and it's called GeminiCreations.wordpress.com, GEMINEYE creations.newshop.com, and you'd be able to go there, and you can look, I have a good amount of stones, I believe it's like 100+ stones up, it's not every single stone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a lot of stones up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be able to go on there and look up some stones as well. I have them all astrologically aligned as well. So you can actually pick them out according to your specific astrological time as well. Websites, healingcrystals.com is a really cool place. They sell crystals as well. And they're really good with their information. They have a great crystal encyclopedia. And basically, you could Google search. You find a billion and one websites talking about crystals. And they all have different information in different ways, and they come from different sources. And some of them may not necessarily all agree because, again, mm-hmm. this is kind of like a lost art. So a lot of people aren't really into crystals. They're like, oh, it's rocks, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're not really into the whole healing aspect of it. But I would definitely say healing crystals is one of those places that's really accurate, and they have a lot of great information.
Mm-hmm.
For the beginner stones, get you some quartz mm-hmm. and some amethyst and some citrine. Those are the three stones I normally recommend to most people because they're going to do three things. Quartz is just going to be that basic all-around stone that you want to start with. It's going to amplify good energy, negate negative energy, and really help you out in that way. Amethyst is a spiritual protector. Most mm-hmm. people need some sort of spiritual protection. It blocks against psychic attack, helps to activate the higher chakras, actually goes in, it has a really lot of great healing properties. Anytime you are healing from anything, basically amethyst can help you with healing from any specific type of disease.
Because
it really kind of takes on the concept of the cellular healing, so it goes deep, 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 deep down inside of your structures and helps cell line and purify that. Mm-hmm. Citrine, I say, because a lot of people like to attract abundance, and that's one of the big things they always ask me about with crystals. What crystals can help me get some money?
Get some money.
So citrine is that crystal. Actually, amethyst and citrine together is a really powerful combination to actually help attract abundance as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is a stone called ametrine, which is amethyst and citrine together.
Okay.
And actually, we sell that on the site, too. So that's a really great stone that you can use as well. Those three stones are like great beginner stones. If you have any specific things you want to ask that, you can mm-hmm. go to the blog site
okay.
and just type it in, and then they'll kind of give you that information there as well. And then also the last thing I want to mention before we do go off the air is that I'm having a sale right now. It's called the Love and Gratitude Sale, and it's going to last until Friday, and it's 40% off of everything I have in my store right now. And basically, it's 40% off with the code LOVE777. So that's LOVE777. And you just type that code in as a promotional code, and mm-hmm. you'll save 40% off of anything on the store. And that's Gemini Creations, GEMINEYE
mm-hmm.
Creations.newshop, newshop.com, and you can go there
mm-hmm.
and that's all. If you go to the blog, then it'll be up on the blog as well, and you can kind of click
right.
around and find things mm-hmm. as well from there.
Yes, great. Well, you know, I must personally attest to your crystals. I purchased from you a few months ago. I don't know how long it's been now, but y'all go ahead and go to her blog, to her shop. It, you know, all the crystals there, I'm sure are great. The ones that I got was the smoky quartz, and she also gave me a free gift of the carmeline, or what did I get? I forgot. For free.
Oh, no. Just put them in there like
carnelian. Carnelian, that's
okay,
what I got.
Carnelian.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yes, but I do highly recommend her products and her crystals. And, you know, as you can tell from her spirit, she is on point. She knows what she's talking about. She, you know, has done her research. Go ahead and go to her shop and support the sister, because we've got to do that for each other. And we are on this, if you're on any type of journey in life or just going through life, it's a journey itself. You know, you might need some extra healing help, you know, and crystals is another way that we can heal ourselves. It's nothing to be scared of. It's nothing, you know, nothing to be scared of. Just try it, you know, be open to something different. And that's all we were trying to do. And I'm sure you'll be surprised and happy with the results. If you have good intention and you know, you're working on it, you know, nothing's going to harm you if you have good intention. So please, we're going to post your website, and is it okay to post the coupon code as well, or you want people to
yep.
contact you? Okay, we'll go ahead and post the coupon code on Newbiehood Radio, and we'll have it up on the blog. It'll be there underneath the archives page. But yeah, definitely support her. We really would appreciate that. It's Gemini Creations, and she is Gemini Creations, Miss Tay Queen. We thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you all in the chat room and for everyone listening out there. And I think we are all done. Is there anything else you want to add at the end here?
like me on Facebook, facebook.com/GeminiCreations as well. And we have a pretty good following on there. We keep it pretty up to date on the Facebook page as well.
Yes, great. All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you having you on the show.
No problem. Peace. It was a pleasure being here.
Yes, peace. Bye-bye.
This is one thing I say you must understand. Jah gave the herbs for the use of man, woman and children plus the animal. Give me temple, give me inspiration. Herb, it's a healing of the nation. I say herb, it's a healing of the nation. I mean no one no take just cycling and no ampicillin, no. Not Thailand nor no penicillin, yes. All me need is herbal healing. Fi take care of me body and fi tone up me skin. All of here I want me drinking early morning, with molasses and linseed before the start. With a little bit of golden seal after me. Ever ready, goody goody, just natural and real. Herb, ha ha, it's a healing of the nation. Shot. Herb, it's a healing of the nation. I hear me sing, say Lord, say this a one, it's a the herb all up here. Come here, me darling, and listen me dear. Even if you're sitting in your old rocking chair, style you want go listen me say lyrics you go hear. Now me have go better early morning start. Some coconut water figure wash off me heart. Peppermint tea fi balance me belly. A little bit of lemon and Jamaican honey. Now me know the sorrow sick is a blood cleanser. It's a pamper that go well with ginger. Not to mention the good old cayenne pepper. Not a hole in a me mouth, put a ever enter. Jinko is a thing that is good for the brain. And the golly weed it can reduce pain. Come free for drink if me parts ever spread. Irish mushroom put it back when me lose it again. Herb, ha, it's a healing of the nation. It's a healing of the nation. So you me sing, say Lord, then it's a one thing you must understand. Say Jah gave the earth for the service of man, woman and children plus the animals. It will make me temple, give me inspiration. Getting a go to call a piece of garlic. Anything in a